Elolav isn't the coming to teach us. Elolav hokamash melon. This is the one that's coming to teach us that gonav al pishnayim. He made it gneva to edim sorim. V'tofach al piyedechod oy al piyatzmoi. Who the loy mechayiv atzmoi bekerim? Who the arminin al piyatzmoi dum yedal piyechod? This is the diik we had before from our mishnah that holds that moide beknas v'yachakach boide mischayiv. We had a diik before the gemara says that the mishnah says al piyedechod and dum yedal piyatzmoi. That just like al piyedechod, Gemara says ma al piyedechod ki osi edechod and starf vadei mechayiv. Just like if you only have one aid echo now that it made a tzficha, so you potter, because one aid can't be mechayiv you. But let's say another aid comes along later and it also says you made a tzficha, then you would be chayiv dal vehei. So the Mishnah says al pi aid echo yoni potter calls the man. There's no two aidim. So if so, it says in the Mishnah al pi atzmoi nami. That's that when you yourself admit that you made the tzficha, that you potter is also the same halacha. You only potter if no aidim come. But in the case that Tiyosi Edim, but in the case that Edim comes and says you made a tzficha, mechayiv, mashmi, you would be chayiv. So this is the case of the Mishnah that's made the knas yachakach for Edim, that you potter. Only why? Because first two Edim saw you made the geneva. So they were mechayiv to pay kefil. Later when you admit that you made the tzficha, that's not called 100% hoidor. Because you're being made this. Avada, right now you potter. But if Edom come later, Yechayiv. You know why? Because this Hoidor was not a good Hoidor that you Mechayiv yourself to pay something. It's Hoidor that you're free completely. You are admitting you made the Tzvicha. Since you admit you made the Tzvicha, you're not Chayiv at all the extra Gimel or days. So therefore, if Edom come later, that's the Deeg of the Mishnah, then Yechayiv. That the Mishnah makes a Deeg, it says, Al Piyed Echod, Dum Yed Al Piyatzmai. Al Piyatzmai, Dum Yed Al Piyed Echod. Just like if an Eid Echod has another Raid, then you are Chayiv. The same thing, al piyatzmai, when two eidim come, you will be chayiv. But only in such a case, where first there were two eidim that you made the geneva. So your hoidor and the tficha meant nothing. You're not mechayiv yourself at all. But what's going to be? Avol, but it would have been the case, that gona v'tofach ha-mochar al piyedechot. Let's say only one eidechot said that you made the geneva and the tficha. Oy al piyatzmai. Or else in the case that you admit that you did the whole thing, you admit that you made the geneva. In such a case, the chayiv atzmai be keren, that by you admitting that you made the geneva, you have to pay keren, so that haidor is mechayiv you something, and like Bezdin is using that haidor to be mechayiv you. If so, then lo yamrina, we do not say, al piyatzmai dum yad al piyedechod. And therefore we'd say in such a case, that's then, even if Edom come later, still you be potter. So again, this is a raya from the Mishnah, like Rav Hamnuna. That when do we say this yisoid of moedah b'knas, the yachakach b'edim, that you're still potter, only if with that first soidor, you are mechayiv yourself something. Because then the svar is, if you're mechayiv yourself, it's like Bezdin used this soidor. Like Bezdin paskin lays the case already. They used your hoidor, and they gave a psak because of your hoidor. So now we don't give another psak later. Even when the edim come later, we don't review the case, it's like the case was finished. But if the pshat is your haidor, just says that you're free. But Bezdin didn't give any psak because of it. Like Bezdin just says, listen, the guy himself is being maidor, we can't be mechayiv, you cannot stop yourself. So it's not cool like Bezdin gave a psak. So therefore, just like Bezdin, you know, excuse, said, okay, go home now. But later, when Edom come, then Bezdin has the right to paskin, and Bezdin will mechayiv, you cannot. So we only say your potter, if Edom come late, only if first Bezdin made a psak because of your haidor. This is a Mishnah, a Raya to Rav Hamnuna. Now, Braisa, where's the Raya from a Braisa also to Rav Hamnuna? Braisa, the Tanya, we learn like this. Ro Edim, Shema Mashmashim, Oboyim, if a Ganef, that really made a Geneva, now saw that he's about to be caught red-handed. He's about to see two Edim come to Bezdin to say that he made a Geneva. So then, was he doing smart? He runs to Bezdin first, the Ganef, and he says, V'yomar, Gonafti, that I made a Geneva, I admit that I made a Geneva. But I do not admit that I made a tzvicha. I'm only saying I made a geneva. So he's being mechayiv himself right now to pay keren. So it says here, ain't a mishalem ela keren. He only has to pay keren, that's all. Now, lo molila misni v'yoma ganafti avoloi tovachti v'loi mecharti. What do we have to say this is the case? That he admits that he made a geneva. But he says he did not make a tzvicha mechira. Why is that the case? Nisni, why don't we say like this? Oy gonafti, oy tovati or mecharti. Why don't we say that he admits either one of the two cases? Good, he could admit that he made a geneva, but why do we want to say a second case? a case that Eidim were mechayivim because he made a geneva. Eidim were mechayivim to pay kefil. But now for the Tzvicha the Mechira, he's the one that's being moider on the Tzvicha Mechira. How come the Brice only says that he's moider on the geneva? Why don't we learn the same case that he's moider on the Tzvicha the Mechira? Ela from here, it's a proof, Hakamashmalon. That time, why do we say here when he's made these potter, even if Adam come later, only the Yom HaGanavti? Because his first Hoidah, when he's admitting that he was a Ganif, the Chayiv Atzma B'Keren, he had co-potter was Mechayiv himself something. Because of that first Hoidah, he has to pay Keren. That's the case that he has made not his potter, even if Adam come later. The potter. Then he's potter, even if Adam come later. Avolo Yom HaGanavti, but if he does not first say Ganavti, he only says Tzvicha Mechira, or Bo Eidim Sheganav, and then Eidim knows he didn't say Ganavti. So first Eidim comes and says he made a Ganeva. So he's chayav to pay Kefil. Because of the Yom HaTfachti Mecharti, now he says what Tzvicha Mechira, he's moida to Tzvicha Mechira. So he's moida to something that makes him free completely. Now, Ubo Eidim, now if Eidim would come, Shetofach HaMochar, Deloi Mechayiv Atzma B'Keren, that his Hoidor was not Mechayiv in anything, is a so, Chayiv, then the Eidim would be Mechayiv to pay the Dal V'Hei. Alma, what do we see? Hoidor de Tzficha Lav Hoidorhi. That the Hoidor that admits that he made a Tzficha means nothing. It means nothing of other right now when he admits it, Bezin is not Mechayiv him. We can't be Mechayiv him al Pi Atzmai. But I call upon him when Adam come later to tell us that he made the Tzvicha, Havad will have to pay the Dal V'Hei. So what else is like this? Amri, I'll tell you like this. Amri Lohi, maybe not like that. Well, Amri Hoidor, the Tzvicha, Lav Hoidohi. Amri Lohi. Tzvicha says, no, Amri Lohi, maybe no. But he Gufa Kamashman, this Gufa wasn't teach us. Then maybe, Dechiv on Diyoma Gonafti, since he himself says Gonafti, Afagav Diyoma Loi Tufachti. Even though the Ganef himself now says no, he did not make a Tzvicha. Fuloi Mocharti, Ubo Eidim Shetofach Amocha Potter. Maybe that's the Chiddush the Brice wants to teach us over here. That in the case where he first admitted that he made the Geneva. So it comes down, when he admits it, he has to only pay Keren right now and not Kefil. From Kefil is Potter. So the Chiddush is, even though he does not admit that he made a Tzvicha, but later Eidim comes and says, yes, you made a Tzvicha Mechira, still you're Potter. Your potter prepared the Dal V'Hei. This is a big Kiddush. My time, what's the reason? There's no Hoidor for this. There's only two Eidim that he made a Tzvicha now. So why doesn't he have to pay the extra Gimel or Dalid? The Teretz is, Tashlume Yabo B'chamisha Merachmona V'loy Tashlume Yabo. It's only five and not four. It should be to my time with Tashlume Chamisha Merachmona V'loy Tashlume Yabo. You only have to pay five. In other words, there has to be the Chiyuv Kefil involved. Any time that you're potter from paying the kefil, like here, you were the one that admitted that you made the geneva, so therefore the first kefil, the first kenash, you don't have to pay. So even though Adam later wanted to be mechayiv for a tzvicha, another three, but three and one is only four. The Torah said there's only chiyuv to pay five for sure, and not four. Therefore you're potter. V'loy tashlum eshloisha. And if it's a seh, you don't have to pay three, only four. So maybe that's the chiddush of this braisa. So therefore, from this braisa, there would not be a clear raya to say that moedu b'knas, where your hoidor does not be mechayiv at all, to say that when Adam kolad you be mechayiv, you won't have a clear proof from here. The other Gemara says, lemikatanoi. Let's say there's an achlagatanoim over here, lemikatanoi. It says, hoyushna yimidim, shegonaf, two Adim say that Ruve made a geneva. Voyushna yimidim oisoi shetofach amochar. And another two Eidim came and said that this Reuven, after the Geneva, he made a Tzvicha Mechira. They saw him take that shor and make a Tzvicha. They saw him sell it. So now, Chura, we have two Eidim saying he made a Geneva and a Tzvicha. He'll have to pay Dal V'Hei. But the story was, Huzmu Eidim Geneva. Later now a third peer of Eidim come and said to the first peer of Eidim that said on Geneva, Imonu Ho'isem, you were with us someplace else, you couldn't have seen the Geneva. So Lachar is, Eidish Shabbatla, Mikzasa Batla Kulam, that the whole Eidish is Batla. The first Eidish Geneva for sure was Batla, but now the Chiddush is even the Eidish Tzvicha is also Batla, because the Eidish Tzvicha only helped if he made a Geneva. But now that we do not know if he made a Geneva or not, it could be that Yisur make a Tzvicha was on his old shore, his own shore. So therefore, those things is Batla. In such a case, Poshid, the first Eidim, will have to pay Kefil to the Yaganath. What about Huzmu Eide Tvicha. Let's say they made Hazomo to the Eide Tvicha, and the third peer of Edim came and said to the second peer of Edim, how could you say Yisur make a Tvicha, you with us someplace else? So then the halacha is, Hu Mishanta Shtume Kefil. The Ganif, like the first Eide, is still good. We still have the first Edim here that the Ganif made a Ganeva, so the Ganif has to pay Kefil. But the second peer of Edim, Mishalom Tashlum Eishloisha, they have to pay the extra three, because that's what they wanted to add on to the Ganif. Up until now, the Ganif only made a Ganeva. He has to pay Kefil. Because of the second Edim that said he made a Tficha, you want him to have to pay five, if it was a Shorah. So you want him to have to pay three more. So now that we caught you to be Zaynimim, we make you pay the extra three back to the Ganif. Yeah, alright, turn over. Then the Gemara says, Mishum Sumchas Amru, in the name of Sumchas they say, that Hein Mishalmim Tashlumei Kefil. For who Mishalm Tashlumei Shloisha? Lepar, Ushnaim Liyayim. That Sumchas says just the opposite. That Sumchas says, Hein means the Edim, they have to pay Kefil. For who the Ganef has to pay Shloisha Lepar, Ushnaim Liyayim. So the question is now, what case are we going on? Ahai Koi Sumchas. Which case is Sumchus going on? How could you have this? What is Sumchus talking about to say that they have to pay the Kefil and the Ganav has to pay the Gimel? It doesn't make any sense. Samura says, Ilay ma reishif is going on the ratio. Less plain the Sumchus, doesn't Sumchus admit that once we made Hazam on the Eidi Geneva, that Eidi Shebotla Mitzosla Botla Kula, that automatically the second Eidi, so the Tzvich is Botla. And there's no Hazomer on that. So who has to pay Gimel Vadalit here? There's no Gimel Vadalit, there's no Gimel. It's only a Shalom Kefil, that's all. So how does Sumchus come in to say he has to pay the extra three? The Yelo HaSeifer. It's going on the Seifer. Then the Seifer, that we were first made Hazomer on the Eidi Tzvicha. So where's the Kashyav? That was the case. Again, first two Eidim said Reuven made a Geneva. And then two Eidim said he also made a Tzvicha Mechira. And now a third pair of Eidim was Mazim, the second Eidim that said on the Tzvicha, no, Imanu HaYisem, you couldn't have seen it. So if so, what comes out right now was the first Eidim are still telling the truth, that this Reuven made a Geneva. So the Chura, Shapa Kamri Rabbonin. The Rabbonin say, very good. Who, Misham Deshtuni Kefil? The Ganav still has to pay Kefil, because the first two Eidim are still Kosher. We have two Eidim that he made the Geneva. So he has to pay Kefil. The Haim, but the second pair of Edim that were caught to be Zaymimim, Misham Tashlum Mishloisha, they have to pay the extra three, because they wanted, by then saying Tficha falsely, they wanted the Ganef to have to pay another three for the Shor. So it's very good that the Kasha Zaymim is, they have to pay the extra three. So that's good to Rabbonin. How could Sumcha say the opposite way around? That the Ganef paid the extra three, and the Edim paid the Kefil. Where is Sumcha talking about? El around, it has to be like this. I'll tell you, Sumchus is going on. Milsach Ritik Venayu. There's another thing here that's machlokes between them. Kagurin, the case is like this. Do you also they trade two Eidim first came Amri, they said Amri Lay, Gunafta. First two Eidim said and they said he stole. Do you also betray Amri Lay, Gunafta? Two Eidim come and say, we saw you, Reuven, stealing. Oh, Malhu, so Reuven says back in Gunafti for Tavasti Macharti. That Reuven admits, yes. You caught me, I made a Geneva, but he admits right away that he also made a Tzvicha Mechira. Miyu, but Reuven says the Ganef, Loibif Nechem Ganafti. I didn't make the Geneva in front of you though. That's what he said, it wasn't in front of you. Now, V'yaisi Sadi V'yazminu. And now Edim came and we were mazing the first pair of Edim. So it comes out like this, to Loibi Apayu Ganef. He did not steal in front of those two Edim. Now, so far, we don't have Edom on the Geneva. It's only his own Hoidor that he has to pay the Chur the Karen only. Now, V'yaisi Balabayis Sadi, V'yasidu Bei the Gonaf, V'tofach U'mochar. But the Balabos, the owner of the Shor, comes and brings another pair of Edom here. He brings another pair of Edom that say, we take this sword, this Ganif, make the Geneva, and the Tficha. So therefore, it's like this now. We have two Edom saying this Ganif has to take Dalav Hei. Because there are two Edim now saying that this Ganef made a Geneva with a Tzvicha Mechira. So the first two Edim came and said, what, Ganafti? But on that we caught them to be Edim Zemimim. So it's like this. But over Hoido Tzvicha Kemiflagi. So Machlokes says now, this first Ganef, when the first pair of Edim came and said Ganafto, he said, I made a Geneva with a Tzvicha Mechira. So it comes out he right away was loaded to the Tficha Mechir also. So the question is that Haidor called the good Haidor? Because now the case is another pair of Eidim come later the Malabos brings that he taka made it to the name of Tficha Mechir. So the question is, does he have to pay the Dalat of Hei or not? One side is no, because the Ganef himself first was Maida. When the first Eidim said Ganafta, the Ganef said, yes, I admit that I made a Ganeva and a Tficha Mechira. So the first Ganef was Maida to the Tficha Mechira before Eidim said about the Tficha Mechira. So maybe you should be potly Eidim on the Tficha. That's the Shaila. Masa the Vahido, Tficha Kamiflagi. The Rabbon and Savri, Afa Gav Doido the Ganeva. Mach Mesaidim Hu, the Komoidi, even though what happened here? First Eidim said to this Ganef, you stole. Now the Ganef says, yes, I admit that I stole. So the Haidor to the Ganeva doesn't mean anything. Because I've added the Eidim to say he stole, that's not called the good Haidor. But Haidor to Tficha Haidohi, to Rabban and say, but now that the Ganef went further on his own and said, I admit that I made a Tficha Mechira, that's called a good Haidor. And therefore a Potter. Therefore that Haidor is Potter. Even though later we have two Eidim that he's really made a Tficha Mechira, still he'll be Potter on that, because that's called a good Haidor. The Sumcha Sabano, Sumcha sounds like this. Kivan Doido di Geneva. Mach Mesaidim Udukam Oido. That the case was first two Eidim said you made a Geneva. So right away the Ganef admitted it. That Hoidor on the Geneva is not called a good Hoidor. Because first Eidim said you made a Geneva. So therefore Sumchas holds, therefore the Tficha Lav Hoidor, that when he went further the Ganef and said, not only did I steal it, but I also made a Tficha Mechira, that's not called a good Hoidor. Because that was Hoidor Machmas the first Eidim. So Sumchas considered as if the Ganef did not make any Hoidor for the Tficha the Mechira. Therefore it's like this the case. The first two Eidim now that have it, then Eidim Zimim on them, they have to pay Kefil. They wanted to make this Ganef pay Kefil, and it's a sheker what they said. They caught them to be Yimonu Hayisim, so they have to pay Kefil. But for who, the Ganef himself is very good, Mishalm Shloshel Apar Ushnayim Liyayil. But the Ganef himself has to pay the extra three, or two. Because Lamaisa later there are two Eidim that he taken made a Tficha Mechira. So really this Ganef has a Chiyah to pay, like Dal Vehei. Just since the first two Eidim were caught in Mizemimim, they have to pay the Kefil. So the Kefil really goes to the Ganef. So instead of the Ganef paying the Kefil to the Balabos, the Ganef has the right to say to the Balabos, take it from the first two Eidim. The first two Eidim that was Zemimim, they have to pay Kefil. But the Ganef Lamaisa did make a Ganef in a Tficha Mechira. And Sumchas holds the Haidor that the Ganef first said that he made a Tficha Mechira is not called a good Haidor. Because that Haidor was also because of the first Eidim. That's what Sumchas is talking about. That is the case that the Ganef himself has to pay the extra three. Just the case for the first two, that the first Eidim Zimimim have to pay. So that's this Milsachriti, B'Neim, if that's called a good Haidor on the Tficha or not. Omer Ravacha, Bray the Ravika, Loi. No, that's not the Pshat over here. I'll tell you the Kuli Yalma, Hoidor, the Tficha Lav Hoidohi. It could be even the Rabbanan admit in this Svara that first Tficha means nothing. Now the Maisa, since the Eidim first came to him and said, you made a Geneva, now when he opens his mouth and says, I admit, that's not called a good admitting, because you're admitting to the Eidim. It could be everybody agrees that the Hoidor to the Tficha is not called a good Hoidor. Elo, what's the Machlokes over here? The Eidim, Shiata Yochuli Yazim Kamiflagi. So then it's like this then. What happened here? There was really no Haidor to the Tficha in the Mechira. Since so, it's Taka Kashya, when the two Eidim come later, the Balabas's Eidim, and say that this Ganef made a Geneva to Tficha Mechira, why doesn't he have to pay Dal V'Heidin? Lechura, there's no Haidor for that, so what's Pshat in the Rabbonin? Why did the Rabbonin say that you put from Dal V'Hei? What's the Machlekes? So Mara says like this, could go in the cases like this. So the Machlekes is now about Eidim Shiat Yochel Yazimah. If Eidim is good, in a case where we can't give them the punishment of Kashya Zomam. Could go in, what's the case? The Yossi Sadi first two Eidim came, the Amrin, they said, the Amrulei, Gunafta. Two Eidim came to this Reuven and said, listen, we know that you made a Geneva. The Yomalu and the Ganef answered back, yes, I admit, Gunafti, Vosafasti, Yomacharti. I admit that I did all three. And again, this Haidor is not called a good Haidor, because it was in front of Eidim. Niyu, but you should know the Ganef is saying, Loi Bifnechem Gunafti, I did not steal in front of you, Ela Bifnei Ploini, Ploini. And now the Yossi Sadi, Yasminu. Taka two Eidim came and made the first Eidim Zemimim. The Leib Yapaya Gonef, that Taka this Gonef did not feel in front of them. But Vyosu Ploni Ploni Vyasidu Bey, the Gonef Atofcha Mochar. But a different pair of Eidim came and said, yes, we were there, we saw the way this Gonef made a Geneva Tficha Mechira. Now this is the Machlokes. is the second peer of Edom called good Edom or not. Havokim Iflagi. The Rabbonin Savri Hevilo Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima. The second peer of Edom are called Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima. For Chol Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima Lohevi Edis. They're not called good Edis, the second Edis. So they're not called Yochli Yazima because the case here is that the Ganef first admitted. The Ganef, what happened there? First, two Edom said to the Ganef, you made a Geneva. The Ganef answered back, I admit I made a Geneva to Vicha Mechira, but it wasn't in front of you two Edom, it was in front of a different pair of Edom. Now, since the Ganef himself was admitting that he stole in front of those two Edom, now when those two Edom come and say Edis, they're like not afraid to say Edis. They're called Edis Shiat Yochli Avimim. We can't be Mekam Kasha Zomim to them, because they can never be caught wrong, because the Baal Dover himself, the Ganef himself, admits that he stole in front of them. So maybe that's not called good Edis. Edis is only, we believe them, if we have, like, to counteract them, that we think that they're afraid to lie. Because Edim know if they're going to lie, they'll be caught to be Zomim and they'll have to pay the money themselves. That's the reason why we believe Edim. Because Edim are afraid to lie, because maybe they'll be caught to be Zomim. But in this case, the Edim are not afraid to be caught to Zomim. Because the Edim know the Baal Dover himself admits to what they're saying. So that's the machlokes, is that called good Edis or not? Rabbanan Savri, have you lo Edis, the second pair of Edim, are Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima. You can't make a Kasha Zomim to them, because the Baal Dover, the Ganef himself, admits to what they're saying. Therefore, for Chol Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima lo Hevi Edis, that's not called a good Edis. Because we're afraid that maybe the Edim are lying. We don't have this counteract to say that for sure they're not lying. Vesum Chasava no, Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima Hevi Edis. It's still called good Edis. So maybe that's the machlokes here between Sumchas and the Rabbanan. For the Gemara, I have a Kaimelon, we hold that the Edis Shiat Yochli Yazim Olei Hevi Edis. I, we talk a whole against what's John Sumchis. How could he disagree what we always hold that's not called good Edis? So I'll tell Yahani Mili, Sumchis also agrees to that shot. But that's only Hechad Olei Yadi B'Ezi Yoyim. If the Edim don't know exactly which day it took place, or else B'Ezi sure what hour. The Lekli Edis Klau. That's not called good Edim at all, if they don't know what hour it took place. Avol hocha, so you hold the kumasayayalei. But here the Edim saying exactly, we know what happened, this and this in place, this and this hour. Just that the Ganef himself is helping him along. Here's some souls. That's not a problem. In Edis Shiat Yochli Yazima. So mama, what we just say that hein mishalm dashlumi kefil. They have to pay the kefil. Midukom moido the Ganef karen boy shlumi. Since the Ganef himself admitted, look where he has to pay kefil. So what do you mean they have to pay kefil? Yeah, he has to pay keren. So what do you mean the Edim Zemimim have to pay kefil? Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishmei the Rav